Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about a pair of local leaders who have recently been honored by the State Boroughs Association. Talk to us about these two local leaders.
Well, congratulations to Emporium Borough Mayor Bruno Carnevale and Emporium Council President Luann Reed, who were recently recognized by the Pennsylvania State Association of Boroughs for their hard work and dedication to their community. Mayor Carnevale earned the Mayor of the Year Award for his more than 50 years of service to the people of Emporium, while Mrs. Reed earned the Distinguished Service Award for her outstanding work on behalf of the borough and many community organizations. I had the opportunity this week to present them with certificates of recognition from the Pennsylvania House of Representatives and want to thank them for being outstanding leaders and for all that they've done in their community.
Another thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is really good news for students and prospective students in your area and in rural areas of the state, and that is that the Department of Education has approved a rural regional college. Talk to us about what's going on here.
This is something we've been working on for a very long time, and exciting news this week that the State Department of Education has given final approval to the plan submitted by the Rural Regional College of Northern Pennsylvania Board of Trustees to officially create the college. And this is certainly great news for high school graduates looking to further their education and also for people throughout our region who want to enhance their job skills or certainly are considering a career change. This is a very exciting opportunity to have community college classes here in our region. We've never had a community college anywhere north of Interstate 80, and the college will serve Cameron, Crawford, Elk, Erie, Forest, McKean, Potter, Venango, and Warren counties. And as I said, we'll provide affordable, accessible community college services that are not currently available in the region. After working with the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny and local leaders throughout our region, I was glad to sponsor the legislation that created the college along with my colleague, Senator Joe Scarnati. And it's wonderful to see this final approval received so that we can move forward in having a community college in our region.
Another thing we'd like to talk about is legislation that recently moved through the House that would deal with an upgrade of the laws dealing with DUI and increasing the penalties. Talk to us about why this is necessary and what this legislation would do.
Well, this legislation strengthens the penalties for driving under the influence, and specifically, people who have had their driver's license suspended after a DUI conviction would face higher penalties if they choose to drive during the suspension period under this particular legislation that has passed the State House. Currently, anyone convicted of a DUI who then operates a vehicle despite their driver's license suspension faces the same penalty, $500 fine and 60 to 90 days in jail, no matter how many times they get behind the wheel. And under House Bill 1049, a system would be created, a tiered system that increases the penalties with each subsequent offense up to a $5,000 fine and no less than 2 years in jail for a fourth offense. In addition, the legislation would allow a judge to impose a maximum 5-year jail sentence if the offender is also convicted of homicide by vehicle. So I think it's an important bill. It's important to strengthen penalties for DUI, and the bill will now move on to the State Senate for consideration.
Another thing we'd like to talk about is important news for parents, and especially parents looking to send their kids to elementary school for the first time, and that is vaccination requirements. Tell us about the changes that have recently been made.
Well, this is important information for parents. The Pennsylvania Department of Health has revised Pennsylvania's school immunization requirements for the 17-18 school year. The new rules require parents to get their children fully immunized prior to the fifth day of school, or the students will be excluded from school. Previously, parents had 8 months to meet the school immunization requirements. If a student's in the middle of the immunization series, the parents must provide the school nurse with a written plan signed by a healthcare provider within the first 5 days of school. So this is very important information, and more information is available at www.health.pa.gov.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.